big theme right now coming up. A lot of you guys who are on this path of taking responsibility for your life, for your own self-awareness and growth, healing patterns that have been carried on through the generations within your family line, a lot of you guys are finding yourselves, and you're going to continue to find yourselves, in a position of being more coherent, having more emotional intelligence, and being able to perceive things that the people around you are not able to do. And not only that, but because you're taking responsibility for your life, you're realizing that a lot of the people are actually just walking around having very narcissistic styles of relationships. And when you see that, I hope what happens on your journey is that you recognize how important it is for you to prioritize your own alignment, and to prioritize really getting to know what it is that you value, what you need, what your personal truths are, so that you can advocate for those things. Because when you look around, right, and you see that the world is very narcissistic, the way that people have relationships is very narcissistic, whether that is malicious or not, you realize how important it is to prioritize yourself. Because this world, as I've said before, is happy to eat you up. And what I mean by that is to use you to avoid themselves. And what oftentimes happens, and I see it time and time again, and I've even dealt with this pattern with myself, is as you gain that coherence, there can be a natural desire to want to help the people around you, family and friends, right? Feeling like you don't quite want to close the door on them because you have a lot of compassion for where they are. You can see the bigger picture. And yet, what a lot of the clients that I work with have found, this has been a huge theme this week, and I'm sure many of you have experienced, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. And there are people, places, and things that are essentially like a black hole, where you can continue to pour your energy into it, to your own deficit and to your own demise, and nothing about that person is going to change because they're not taking responsibility for their own life. This is a hard thing, because if we were still in a tribal type of way of living, let's say communities of 100 or so, that community would be there to absorb the shock of a very mentally ill person, somebody who's very destabilized, and to be able to help that family. And what I see is that so many people are taking such high degrees of responsibility. They typically got into that by wanting to deal with their own pain, or being in so much pain that's been suppressed throughout these generations, that it finally came to a head. But then you became responsible and hyper responsible for then fixing everything and everyone around you, or feeling like if you close the door on them, it would be your responsibility or your fault if something happened to them, or if they continued to not get support. And what we've got to understand is that, like I said, there would be an actual community to absorb that shock. Expecting yourself to do that is not only inhumane, but a lot of times what happens is there becomes this avoidance of the self through now staying stuck at the level that the family system is at, or the dysfunctional level that maybe friends that you started being friends with a long time ago, but you've developed and grown since then. And it's not a black and white thing. I couldn't possibly tell you what to do in these situations, because it's going to be different for every person. But what is absolutely certain is that you are of very little use to this world. You are not able to serve your highest mission if you have nothing in your cup, if you are constantly pouring into the wrong places. And by the way, your service to humanity could be art, it could be being a DJ, it could be whatever your highest alignment is. So at a certain point, there's this tipping, there's a tipping point that happens where we feel like we are outgrowing this, but we don't want to drop people or leave them behind. And what this is actually doing is it's our ego trying to control something that doesn't need to be controlled. This is the natural evolution of our expansion and growth. And we have to trust that when we are following that alignment, we're following ourselves, our internal compass that says, this is what I value, need, this is what's enough, this is what's not enough. what happens is that the rest starts to reorganize itself. And so we can't assume that you continuing to enable someone in their abusive or bad behavior or in their own trauma, that that's actually what's actually good for them. So we have to get out of that and know that, okay, if we really are all one, then that means that you're, I mean, first, like I said before, nobody's going to advocate or know what is right for you and what you need. So this has to be the number one alignment. All the rest of the alignment that you're going to be able to produce and birth and create in this lifetime, the service, the outpouring, and whatever expression that is for you, that's only going to really come from really knowing that you are worth it. Because isn't everything else that we're doing out of service from a place of deficit then? If you don't actually believe that you're worth it, that you deserve to have what you need and want and to be able to feel like you can bring about that in the world through your power, prioritize this. Everything else will magnetize itself and reorganize itself when we're following that divine intelligence.